Hello and welcome everyone to our Practice Building Success System call for the month of March. Woo! March 2015. And I'm excited to be here with someone who's a superstar in the online build your business arena, conscious business arena, I will say. And the name of it is How to Become a List Building Rockstar. Discover the 5 proven secrets to grow a lucrative email list that sets you free. And don't we all want that? We are out there to change the world, all of us. That's why you're here. And we're here because we have a passion for making a difference in the world. We have a passion for helping people to make decisions that change their health in a really dramatic way. And if we can't reach those people, everything falls on deaf ears, right? So we need to be able to reach the people that we want to reach, and doing it just like walking around your neighborhood and giving out cards, we know just doesn't do the trick. So we're here because we want to build the businesses. We want to learn the skills we need to be amazing practitioners, and that's what we've got tons of that in the program. But we also have developed this business practice building piece because we know that there's a lot more to that. We can be the best practitioner in the world, but if nobody comes and sees how good we are, we don't reach anybody, and we don't have a successful business, and then we have to go back to, you know, waiting tables or programming computers or whatever else we were doing before. So we're going to be talking about some things, and I want to tell you a little bit about PJ. I met PJ, what was it, about 5 years ago, PJ? I think it was about 5 years ago.
Maybe even more.
Maybe even more. And we met at an event, and she was on stage doing a talk about, you know, business and setting up your prosperity systems and various things. And I was just, like, really taken by her way of presenting, her way of engaging the audience. And we've, you know, been in the same circles for the last 5 or 6 years, however long it's been. And I've gotten to know PJ, and she's just really an amazing person. So I'm going to give you her official bio, but then I'll give you a little bit more about what I think about PJ. She's an acclaimed international speaker. She's worked with speakers, authors, and coaches to grow their email list so they can attract more clients and sales with less time, less effort, and less stress. Who wants that? She's a certified trainer with 15 years of teaching experience. She's the author of The Little Book of Prosperity and co-author of Make Your Connections Count. And she hosts an online event, which you all need to get involved with this year, and it's called Listapalooza. It's a 90-day list-building challenge. And you know how you guys, you know, there's lots of summits, and we go on these summits and we learn lots of stuff. Hers is not just a listen and, you know, take notes and do it someday summit. It's a listen, take notes, and there's actually a challenge that you're in there. Like, and she can share with you a little bit about how some people have grown their lists by enormous amounts through the processes that she teaches along with the amazing speakers that she gets compiled to do that. She's also got other programs like Big Lists, Big Profits, and Prosperity 101, and she's helped thousands of entrepreneurs to attract more clients and improve their relationship with money. And I've known PJ for, like I said, about 6 years now, and the thing about her is she comes from a pure place. She comes from a place of heart and giving and sharing, and she's always there to help others, to bring them along and help them to do what they need to do. So I've really loved it, and I've loved getting to know her, especially over the last few months when we've been in some close circles and just hung out together, and I'm happy to introduce her to you. Hey, welcome, PJ.
Yay. Thank you, Rita Marie. You're so sweet. And, you know, you're really a big mover and shaker in our industry, and you've inspired, I don't even know, probably hundreds of thousands of people at this point through your own list and your own programs. And I really appreciate you taking the time to support me and to support other entrepreneurs to grow their lists. This is something that I'm super passionate about, and I'm really excited to share with your people.
Well, I'm excited to have you here because people are at different stages. Like, some people are just coming from, like, many years of private practice as a medical doctor, and online is totally new to them. Others have taken a bunch of online training but haven't really put it into action. Others are just coming from, you know, getting into new careers and trying to go, well, how, I know how to do this stuff. I'm excited about it. How do I attract more than the little trickle of people? And we know that building online is huge. It's a really great thing. So I would like for you to be able to share with people how they can do this, you know, how they can actually build an online list that can support them, whether they're going to just build it to build their online coaching program one-on-one, or if they want to build it in the sense of building programs online and doing all that stuff. So thank you.
Great. That sounds awesome. And we'll speak to what tactics will work best and where to go depending on what level you're at.
Super. All right.
Sound good?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get going.
All right. So first of all, if you're listening to this training, I'm sending you a big virtual high five for doing whatever it took to be here and make list building a priority. I know you're busy and life can get hectic. And what you'll discover when you put what you're about to learn into practice is that as your list grows, it gets easier and easier to attract more clients, make more money, and build your business. So give yourself a big hug, unless you're driving, in which case, just pat on the back, and tell yourself, congratulations for being here. We're going to cover a lot of ground, and this is really important, life-changing stuff. So if you're on your computer, on the webcast, or listening on the phone but on the computer, then I recommend that you close down your email, close down your Facebook, give yourself the gift of being fully present for this, and pull up a fresh notepad or piece of paper to take notes. There's a study by Mueller and Oppenheimer that people remember more when they've taken handwritten notes rather than typed ones. But if you prefer to type your notes, I'm not going to stop you. That's still good, because either way, you will statistically retain much more of the information when you take notes, even if you never look at your notes again, which is pretty cool. And here's another hot tip. People value what they pay for. So even though you're getting access to, I'm not charging for this training. I don't know what Rudamary is charging you. But take notes as if you'd paid $5,000 to be here just on this one training.
I love that.
Yeah, I've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in my education, and what you're learning here can easily add an extra $500, $10,000 a month or more in income for you over the next year or two or three, depending on how quickly you implement it. So this training very well may be worth $5,000 or more to you, and that will have you approach it very differently and see bigger results more quickly.
Yeah.
So if you are someone who has a message to share with the world and you want to reach more people with your message, then you are totally in the right place. I imagine that you love what you do, but maybe you don't have quite as many clients as you'd like, or you have to constantly hustle to get clients because you don't have a big enough list.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then your income can be a little bit of a roller coaster. You enroll some clients and woohoo, you have money, but then programs and packages complete, payment plans end, and you're back to where you started, having to hustle again. So if you feel like you're working too hard for the money you're making, you know, but maybe you're afraid that you wouldn't be able to support yourself if you stopped working so hard, and you're ready for things to be easier, then this training is going to be awesome for you, because we're gonna talk about how to become a list building rock star, the 5 proven secrets to grow a lucrative email list that sets you free, and that means free from the income roller coaster, free from the worry of not knowing where your next client will come from, and free from having to hustle and work so hard. And I've also put together a special report on how to jumpstart your email list that goes into detail on some important topics that we won't have time to go into here today, like how to choose an email management system so that you can send out a bunch of emails all at once. So I recommend that you take a moment to download that report now. There's a link on the Instant Teleseminar screen. If you're on the webcast, you can click the little link that says free gift from PJ Van Hull. Or you can type in tinyurl.com/ritapj, which is a combination of Rita Marie and PJ. So tinyurl.com/RITAPJ. So if we were to merge into one entity, we would be Rita PJ.
Yay. That would be kind of a very scary thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Merging our craziness together. So I know that, you know, I've known you for a long time, so I kind of take your story, and I know your story, but tell people a little bit about why what got you so important, so impassioned about helping to support entrepreneurs? Because, you know, you came from a completely different background. So share a little bit so people have an idea of where you're coming from and that this is not just some theoretical stuff that you're sharing with us.
Okay, yeah, I'd be happy to. So if you're listening into this and you just met me, then you might not know this, but a few years ago, I thought I had it totally made. In 4 years, I had taken less than $10,000 of my own money and turned it into over $6 million in real estate. And I thought that I would be able to retire by the time I was 31. It was very cool.
Yeah.
But then the real estate market crashed and everything changed. My credit was ruined. I lost my beautiful home to foreclosure. And worst of all, I had actually borrowed money from and partnered on projects with other people, and suddenly I wasn't able to pay them back as agreed. And I didn't know what to do. Like, finally, I understood those stories of Japanese businessmen throwing themselves off buildings when the market crashed. Because I figured that if I died, then maybe there would be enough life insurance money to pay those people back. Otherwise, I just didn't see how I could do it. And I struggled and struggled and struggled to make ends meet, and finally I was forced to declare bankruptcy. And I felt like a total failure. And right around that time, I had the opportunity to participate in a high-level mastermind group where the facilitator of the group stood up in front of everybody and announced that he wanted to win a Nobel Prize for single-handedly turning the economy around. And that really inspired me. I started asking myself, what could I do to turn the economy around? And what I've noticed is when you ask yourself better questions, you start getting better answers. And I actually got an answer. And Rita Marie knows this, but I'll share the answer with you because I think it's very cool. What I've noticed is that each person has their own personal economy that may or may not have anything to do with the economy at large. So I figured that if I could support enough individual entrepreneurs in creating their own economy of abundance, eventually we'd hit a tipping point and the economy at large would shift. So instead of feeling sorry for myself, I decided to focus my attention and energy and time on supporting other entrepreneurs to get more clients, which is something I'm really great at. And I also started making microloans to women business owners in third world countries through a company called Kiva so that I'd have a positive global impact right away. And as I started to have more success with internet marketing, I got really excited about helping entrepreneurs to grow their email lists and automate more of their marketing and sales online, because I know what it takes to get $100 a month positive cash flow from a piece of real estate. And getting $100 a month recurring income online is way easier and way less risky and stressful. So now, fortunately, my business is pretty awesome. I consistently make a healthy six figures. I take every Monday off, and I still take plenty of time off to travel and canoodle with my sweetheart. I live in a gorgeous house. I have a lovely car. And lately, I've been investing a lot of time in training my parrot how to do tricks, which is one of the reasons I wanted a parrot from the time I was 10 years old. So this is the fulfillment of a lifelong dream. And the main reason I've been able to do this is because I took the time to really focus on growing my email list. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing this stuff with you, because if you're listening to this training, you've probably already heard that having a big email list makes it way easier to attract more clients. And it's true. If you need more clients but you don't have a list, what do? You have to hustle. You have to attend networking events, call up past clients and people you know and ask for referrals, put up flyers at Whole Foods and hope someone calls, et cetera, et cetera. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. It's just a lot of work. So instead, imagine that you'd like to work with a few new clients, and you send out an email to your list inviting people to apply for a free strategy session with you to see if working together is a fit. And imagine that you get 10 applications and two of those people invest in a $5,000 premium program with you. Is that something that people in your world do, Rita Marie?
$5,000 might be on the higher end, but certainly a $2,000 is practical, or even a $1,000 is the starting point.
Okay.
But yeah, $5,000 is like, you know, that might feel like a stretch for people at this point in their
career. Got it. So let's say on the high end, two of those people invest in a $5,000 program. That's like a 20% of the people you talk to. Now, if it's a lower price point, you can probably get a better conversion than that. So let's say five of them say yes to a $2,000 package.
Right.
Well, that you just made $10,000 from one email.
Right.
So that's a lot easier, right?
Yeah.
So let's approach this from a different point of view with a short story. It's story time.
Yay.
So take a deep breath and imagine that you're walking along the bank of a lovely river. And you can feel the sun and gentle breeze on your skin, and you can hear the rushing of the river and the wind in the trees. And up ahead, you notice that there's a man waiting. He's pulling something out of the river. As you get closer, you see that it's a little girl. And her face is kind of blue, and you're like, oh, my God, is she okay? And all of a sudden, she coughs up water and starts breathing, and she's okay. And the man is already running back into the river. And a few moments later, he comes back with another drowning person. And you ask him what's going on, and he says, they just keep coming. I've been pulling people out of the river all day trying to save them from drowning. Could you take over for me for a moment? And you agree to help him out. He walks off into the distance while you start rescuing the never-ending flow of drowning people from the river. And you're glad to be able to save these people, and they're very grateful to you, but it's exhausting. You're cold and tired and sore, and you don't know how long you'll be able to keep it up. But eventually, fewer and fewer people are coming down the river, and then they stop coming altogether. And a short time later, the man reappears with a big smile on his face. You ask him what happened, and he says, well, it turns out there was a bridge upriver with missing boards and flimsy railings. People were falling in the river, so I fixed the bridge, and that fixed the problem. The reason I share this story is that sometimes I see entrepreneurs completely overwhelmed with tackling the consequences of upriver problems. If you can take time to stop, breathe, get out of reactive mode, and fix the darn bridge, you don't have to spend the rest of your life hauling people out of the river. So building your list is incredibly important, but not urgent. Not having an email list is an upriver problem that has you constantly struggling to get new clients downstream. So it's worth taking time to fix the bridge, or in this case, pay attention to growing your email list. My friend Alex Mondozian says, learn to distinguish between what's important and what's urgent, and do the important things first. And actually, I stumbled on another quote online that totally stopped me in my tracks. It said, do something today that your future self will thank you for. And when I think back to my past self, the woman I was a few years ago who decided to slow down to speed up and invest some time and energy in learning the ins and outs of growing an email list, like, I'm so grateful that if I think about it for a few minutes, it'll actually bring tears to my eyes. It's like, I'm so grateful. And again, that's why I'm passionate about supporting you in growing your email list, because your future self will be like, oh my God, thank you for my life. Because I'm living that, and so are you, actually, Rita Marie. You're awesome with your list.
Yeah, thank you. And I love that story because it also applies to our people, right? What we do as health practitioners, because that bridge with the broken holes is what people are constantly doing. They're looking to fix their health because they're upstream. They're just doing all these things. They're rushing around. They're not eating the right foods. They're having exposures. And part of what we do as practitioners is we don't pull people out of the water. I mean, we have to sometimes, but we don't want to just pull people out of the water. We want to fix the bridge upstream. And so we already have that mentality. We just need to apply it to our businesses, not just to our patient care.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That's a great story. That's a great story. So we want your secrets to doing this, and I'm going to be taking notes as well because I always learn from you every time I speak to you, and there's always new things that you can learn in this, and I know you're constantly researching it. So let's just start with what's your first secret.
So secret number one, we already actually started going into this, and that is understand the power of your list. Because once you really get how powerful building your email list can be, you'll be more likely to carve out the time to focus on it. This is why I'm kind of like, you know, hammering on this a little bit, because it is one of those important but not urgent things. So I want you to really, really get it, because then you'll do it. You've probably heard that the fortune is in the follow-up. But if you're like most of the thousands of entrepreneurs I've worked with over the years, your follow-up systems leave something to be desired.
I agree. And that's a problem that I'm having right now, is we've gotten so many things and we've gone so fast that we don't have all the right follow-up systems, and we're just leaving a lot of stuff on the table. So tell us more about that. What does that look like?
So here's why the fortune is in the follow-up and what that looks like specifically. According to my friend and online marketing expert, Vrinda Normand, in most niche markets or the specific group of people you serve, 3% of them are actively shopping for what you offer right now, which is good news. There's actually people out there wanting what you have.
Right.
7% are aware and open to your services, but they're not looking for them right now. 30% of them aren't aware of their problem or your solution. 30% may know you exist, but it's not the right time. And 30% are simply not a fit. They're never going to sign up. Bless them, release them. It's fine. So this means that if you're not following up, you're only focusing on those 3% that are ready now.
Right.
You're leaving behind the 67% of people that might be ready to sign up for your products or services down the road. And when you follow up consistently, you stay in front of these people. Maybe they're not ready now, but when they are ready, you'll be at the top of their mind, and therefore you'll be the one they hire over someone who didn't follow up. I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but I have had it, and I know people who have, where someone's like not quite ready to sign up with you right now, and then you run into them a few months later, and they're like, oh, guess what? I hired a coach or a practitioner, or basically somebody that does exactly what you do, and you're like, what?
Yes,
you were supposed to hire me. But, you know, what happened was that other person was just there when they were ready.
Yeah.
And so that's why you want to keep in touch and build that relationship, and so that you can be there when they're ready for you. Now, imagine how much more money you could actually put in your pocket and how many more people you could help just by staying in touch with those 67% of people who may need you in the future. I'll do a little math for you. Let's say that 67% of those people actually buy something from you within 12 months. Your sales would increase by 2,230%.
Whoa.
Yeah. And now let's say I'm, you know, 90% wrong. They would still increase by 223%. So more than double your sales just by following up. And the easiest way to follow up is to nurture those relationships by building an email list of clients and potential clients who have opted in and given you permission to send them emails, and then by regularly sending them something of value. That's the easiest and most effective way to do, you know, non-specific follow-up. So you can see that when you do that with a profitable email list, you can attract more clients and sales. You can have people who have signed up for your stuff in the past sign up again, so you can turn current clients into repeat clients. You can fill your seminars and programs if you have group programs. And if you want to, you can even promote other people's programs that you believe in and earn thousands of dollars in affiliate commissions. So I'd like to share a couple case studies around this that I think will really inspire you. The first one is my friend Anastasia Nitri decided that she wanted to launch a new high-level coaching program. She didn't want to create and fill and deliver a live event. She didn't want to use affiliates or JV partners. So what she did was send out a few emails to her list letting people know that she was launching a new program and inviting them to fill out an application for a strategy session with her to see if the program would be a good fit for them. And in just a few weeks, she filled the program and generated $65,000 of income.
Wow.
Just from her email list. The other is and her list isn't even that big, but she was able to do that.
What do you consider not that big?
Well, okay, so you can make six figures even with no list or a small list, but kind of a rule of thumb is $1 per subscriber per month. So if you want to be earning $10,000 a month, then 10,000 subscribers is a good target to shoot for. And that's pretty ambitious. I think that with what you're teaching, Rita Marie, I think people can make that with a much smaller list. but that's kind of like an internet marketing rule of thumb that's out there.
Right.
So I thought that I would share it. So Anesthesia has fewer than 10,000 people, but she was still able to, you know, exceed that.
Right. Way more,
And my friend Nancy Jetton, she's also built an email list of people who absolutely love her. And in addition to promoting her own programs, she regularly sends out promotions for her JV partners, who are other experts whose work she believes in. And most of the time, not always, but most of the time, you earn affiliate commissions when you promote other people's stuff. When she first started out, Nancy might earn enough to order pizza for her family, which was fun. But as her list grew, so did the checks. And we were talking on the phone recently, and she told me about how she has this granite breakfast bar in her house. And she had laid out all of the affiliate checks that had just came in. And she told me, you could have knocked me over with a feather when $20,000 showed up in my mailbox just in January.
Whoa!
And then her husband came home, saw all the checks on the breakfast bar and said, honey, I don't know what you just did, but can you do it again? And, of course, she did. So last I checked, Nancy was earning high five figures in additional income just from affiliate checks from promotions to her list. And you know, more than some people make all year at their regular jobs.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. So hopefully that's inspiring for you. But the bottom line is having a big, profitable email list gives you a new level of financial security because you can even out your cash flow and make more money anytime you need to just by sending out messages to your list.
Right.
So if you're not focusing on growing your list, you're setting yourself up to continue to work much harder than you need to. So you can be in business without a list, just like you can walk around with 20-pound weights around your ankles. But why would you? You're exhausting yourself for no reason. And most of my clients, and I think this is true for your tribe as well, Rita Marie, is we really care about making a bigger difference in the world.
Right.
And having an email list that you regularly provide value for allows you to expand your energy and your message to many more people and make a bigger impact. In fact, one of the prosperity principles that I learned from my first mentor, Frederick Lehrman, who I think you met, and continue to share is expand your energy more creatively to more people. And growing your email list helps you do exactly that. So here's an example of what I'm talking about. One of the things I do is I offer a year worth of free biweekly speaking tips just to help people become more effective as speakers. I set these up once, and I continue to receive responses like this one from Dot Spate, which I'll read you. She says, thank you, PJ. I just got this email from you. Oh, I got this email from you just a few days before a workshop I was leading. I copied the email, rewrote my pitch, kept your email with me at the workshop, and connected with my participants. I sold more this weekend than I ever have. Almost half the room bought something. This was such a great tip. Thank you for your continuing wisdom and guidance. Best, Dot. And here's a message from Virginia Madden on Facebook. She says, thank you for all the speaking tips you sent to me. I'm on number 19, and I love that they're bite-sized but powerful. So much value in a quick email. I always take time to read and reread them. So these are just people that got free emails from me. This is like, that's it. But it's creating positive change in their lives. So hopefully you're starting to understand the power of your email list at a deeper level. I know we spent a lot of time on it because it's really, really important. And that's the first secret to becoming a list-building rock star.
Okay, so understanding the value, but that's not helping us get there. So we want to know how to grow this list. And I just love what you shared about those speaking tips because that's something that any of us could do, right?
Yep.
Is set up this little weekly thing that once a week we give them these really powerful little tips about empowering them to better health that people can put into place right away. And
you can do health tips,
yep.
Self-care tips.
Exactly.
You know, nutrition tips. All of those are awesome.
Yep, and they're valuable and they're bite-sized and people. And then you're front of mind, right? They're going, oh, yeah, they put it into place. So then when you do offer something, even before you have anything to offer, like, oh, I'm studying, I don't have time to do any of this, you just keep connecting with people and giving them those little free tips so that when you are, they're going to think of you. They're going to want to work with you.
That's awesome. And that actually segues perfectly into secret number two, which is to start now.
Yes.
Because the number one biggest mistake that most entrepreneurs make when it comes to building their email list is waiting to get started.
Yep.
growing your list is like planting a garden. You put in nice soil, plant seeds, and water them consistently, and then eventually little sprouts start to poke up out of the soil, and if you nurture them long enough, before you know it, you'll be able to harvest the most delicious organic veggies and greens and fruits ever. And sometimes it takes some time for those plants to grow, and so the sooner you start, the sooner you'll be able to harvest the fruits of your labors. And what most people don't realize is that there's also a snowball effect to building your list. Adding the first 100 to 1,000 people is usually the hardest. And then as your list gets bigger and bigger, it's easier to find strategic alliances and affiliates with bigger lists to promote you and vice versa. You start to get more speaking gigs out of the blue from people who are on your list. And as you grow, it becomes less scary to invest money in paid advertising as well. So it gets easier and easier to add hundreds or thousands of people to your list at a time. So in that way, building your list is a lot like taking advantage of compound interest.
Yeah, it's true. So tell people about compound interest, just to remind people what that is.
It's when you earn interest on money that you've saved, and then you start earning interest on the interest, too. Albert Einstein is said to have called the power of compound interest the most powerful force in the universe. So I don't know if he said that or not, but here's a fun example of it. If you could choose to receive $100 today, or a penny today, but it will double every day for 30 days, which would you choose?
Oh, I'd have to do the math.
Yeah, you'd have to do the math. But even if you haven't done the math, you probably already intuitively feel like something cool is going to happen with the penny. So here's how it plays out. At first, it's not very exciting. You have 1 cent on day one, 2 cents the next day, 4 cents the next day, then 8 cents, 16 cents, 32 cents, 64 cents. But if you keep doing this for 30 days, you end up with $5,368,708.80. And if you wait just one day and double the penny for only 29 days, you only have $2,684,350.55. If you wait 2 days to get started, you only have $1.3 million and change. If you wait 3 days to get started, you only have $671,000 and change. So, I mean, it's still great.
It's still great, but
I mean, compared to just waiting 3 days, that's the difference of millions and millions of dollars. And so building your list works a little bit in it works in the same way. Not building your list is costing you every day, whether you realize it or not. So the earlier you start, the more consistently you put energy into growing your list, and the longer you nurture it, the more profitable it'll be. And actually, I was interviewing our friend Justin Livingston, who you know, Peter Marie.
Yep.
He's the most successful marketer you've never heard of, if you haven't heard of him.
Never heard of, right.
Because he's behind the scenes of some of the largest personal development companies in the world, helping them to reach more people and make more money. Anyway, he said something powerful to me that I think you'll appreciate. He said, "I thought that list building was overrated. I was more focused on conversion and speaking gigs. Once I made a commitment to list growth, business became much easier. Callan Rush, who he's been the marketing engine behind, has pseudo-celebrity now. People recognize her. Everyone knows who she is. Now I have more room for error. I don't have to do everything just right. I can have an epic failure of $200,000 and then turn around and put together an offer for our list and be fine. Now it's easy to put 1,000 to 2,000 people on a webinar or sell a $20,000 coaching package. We can do it on a whim. Had I understood the power of a list, I would have started much sooner. I'm kicking myself for that." Can you imagine that? Just 2,000 people on a webinar, just, here you go.
Oh, yeah, have them there, just $20,000 sale, no big deal.
So here's someone doing seven-figure launches, kicking himself for not starting to grow his list sooner. And this is actually very common among the people making six and seven figures in our industry. We all wish we'd started sooner. It took me 6 years to get serious about building my list. So don't make the same mistake that I did.
Yeah, I agree. And the same thing here, I've seen it. Like, I remember when I reached that first 1,000 on my list, and that wasn't that long ago, by the way.
So
like,
exciting.
Wow, that was so exciting. And then somebody said, oh, in order to be on this thing, you have to have 5,000 on your list. And I was like, oh, we were at 3,000, and it's like we had to work to grow it. We got to 5,000, but then it just seems like after that, it just grows so much faster. And then now last I looked, we were at like 24,000 or something like that.
That's awesome.
And that's without any real, I want to hear your strategies for making it even bigger. But, you know, so we've talked so far, and I want to hear the rest of the secrets, right? So number one is understanding the power, and I think we all get that. You did some great examples. Number two is start now, and that Penny example and Justin's example, awesome. We do need to start now. Even if you don't have any products, even if you don't have a program, start doing some of these strategies to build your online list and just give things away, just give tips away, whatever. Start now because it's going to build. I know somebody, just as an example too, who what he did was he had no products to sell, but he decided that he was just going to build a list of people who wanted vegan recipes. And
that's
he just
awesome.
Would send out a new vegan recipe once a week. He would just pick it up. He knew he made food. He'd send it out to people. And he built a list of 40,000 people over the course of 3 years just by giving away a free recipe. Never made a dime on it. He still had a full-time job. And then he decided, okay, I need to capitalize on this. I need to create a program. Well, who do you think he was? He started a program. He put it out to people. He charged money. And guess what? A huge percentage of those people bought his program. And he's just on a roll with it now. So just get started. I love it.
Oh, so awesome.
So what about three? What's number three?
So secret number three is to make list building an ongoing practice, just like a yoga practice. You need to do it regularly to really reap the benefits. And no one's able to do the most advanced yoga poses on their first class,
no.
With the possible exception of people who are already dancers or gymnasts, just like no one's going to be a list building master right off the bat. Unfortunately, you can't go to the gym once in your life and never have to exercise again.
Aww.
Aww. building a list is a skill that you'll continue to develop and hone and fine-tune over time. So, you know, be gentle with yourself. For example, in my List Building Rockstars program, every month I share a short training video with a quick tip that helps people master and fine-tune their list building and internet marketing skills. And the videos are only like 1 to 5 minutes long, but these tiny distinctions can make a huge difference to your success, which is why these quick tips are so essential. Would you like me to share one right now
for
free?
I would love it, of course.
Okay, so here's a quick tip that makes a really big difference. When you send out your emails, write your email as if you were communicating with just one person at a time, because even though you might be sending it to 100 or 300 or 300,000 people, each person is just receiving that one email. So instead of saying, hey, everybody, greetings, hi, all, hi, friends, or even hi, friend is a little weird, what I would recommend is you write out that email as if you were writing it to your one favorite client, and then at the end, take out that client's name and put a little first name mail merge field in it. So instead of saying, hi, Rita Marie, it'd say, hi, first name. And then your emails feel very personal and people are more likely to open them and respond to them.
Right.
So
great.
Pretty cool, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So this doesn't have to be overwhelming. Just make an ongoing practice of gently adjusting and improving until, looking back, you're surprised at how far you've come. And be compassionate and patient and kind with yourself. T. Harv Eker says, every master was once a disaster. So you don't have to have this down when you first start, and you don't need to. You can still help a lot of people and make a great income, even if you're not perfect. And once you've mastered the art of list building, there's always something new to learn that can help even more. Like, just think about it. A few years ago, Facebook didn't even exist.
Right.
It's hard to imagine that there was a time before Facebook. And now it's an incredibly powerful lead source for a lot of businesses, including mine. So the internet changes quickly, and I don't recommend stressing out about getting on every new social media site out there, but it is good to keep learning and growing in general. So just commit to lifelong learning in this area. Make it an ongoing practice. And that leads me to secret number four, which is to actually email your email list. One of the most costly mistakes I see people making with their list is not emailing them often enough. And I totally get why this happens. You're scared of bothering or annoying people, and you don't want them to opt out. And this is one of the most common hidden fears that keeps you invisible to your ideal clients, because how will they know you can help them if you don't tell them, if you don't stay in touch with them? And maybe you feel inundated with email because you're on a lot of people's lists. I don't know if that's the case or not. It's the case for some of my clients. And you don't want your tribe to feel that way about your emails. And I can appreciate that. But here's the truth. What's the point of having an email list in the first place if you're not going to email your email list?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to transform their lives? Also, your ideal clients are not necessarily like you. They might not be on a bunch of email lists. In fact, I mentioned to my aunt one time that I just helped a client of mine create a series of free self-care tips, like we had mentioned, for his list. And she said, "You're kidding me. He's sending us out for free? That's really valuable. He should be charging for that." I know, it's funny. It's funny to us because, you know, we're used to this business, but not everybody is, and that's the point. And even if your people are on multiple lists, if you are their person and they're your ideal clients, your emails will be the ones that they read and look forward to. This is one of the inner game concepts that I've been sharing with my clients lately. If you feel called to do the work you're doing in the world, then there is someone, or more likely multiple someones, on the other end energetically calling you. Imagine a phone ringing. If someone is calling you and you decide to pick up the call, you decide to pick up the phone. If you felt called, where did that call come from? There must be someone on the other end calling you, right? Or you wouldn't feel called. So all you need to do is pick up the phone and connect with the people that are already calling you. And I've experienced this very strongly firsthand. A few years ago, I felt called to host the first Listapalooza 90-day challenge, which made no logical sense with what I was doing in my business at the time. But I could not shake the idea. Like, my whole body just buzzed with energy and excitement every time I thought about it, like the phone ringing. So I answered the call. And thousands of entrepreneurs from all over the world have participated in that event. It's been magical. And over the next year or so, it's significantly transformed my business. So it's a strange and surreal experience to learn to trust that call. But I've had enough experience with it at this point that I do trust it. So what if the fact that you're listening to this training right now means that you are being called? What if there are people out there actually praying for you to show up in their lives? And when they finally meet you, they'll say things like, "I manifested you." I believe that we have subconscious agreements with other people to be our healers, our teachers, and vice versa. For example, I've been to 8 different chiropractors and finally found the one that adjusts me like no others, like no other. One of my colleagues totally resonates with Tony Robbins. And while I admire him and think he's amazing, he's just not my teacher. But Frederick Lehrman, who I mentioned before, is. You've probably never even heard of Frederick, but he has trained a lot of the people that you have heard of. And every time I connect with him, my world transforms. So if you've ever had an experience like this, then you can imagine that the opposite is also true. For someone else, you are their healer. You are their teacher. And if you don't show up for them, then they won't get the healing or transformation that they need.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah. So ask yourself, what do I need to do to show up for my people? And what do my people need to hear from me today? And then listen for the answer. According to my friend Pamela Landers, everyone receives guidance a little differently. You may hear or see things. You may just know things. You may feel and tune in empathetically, or you may feel a response in your gut. So however it works for you, tune in and listen for the answer, and then make a commitment to show up for your people like never before. And I'll just let you know ahead of time that when you email your list, some people will opt out.
Yes.
That's just part of the deal. My friend Bill Barron shared with me that once his list reached close to 100,000 subscribers, he started getting about 300 people opting out every time he mailed his list. But he looks at it as a cost of doing business, since a lot of paying clients come from his list. And I know if you're just starting out, you might say, 300 people, that's my whole list.
Yes, right.
I don't even have that. I don't even have that many people on my list. So, you know, there's a percentage. Like, if you have 300 people on your list, they're not all going to opt out.
No. And it's actually a much smaller percentage when it's small, and it seems to go up as it goes higher, because when you're doing these strategies to get people on your list, they're not always an ideal fit. And,
exactly.
And you may just send out an email, and they just like, oh, I don't need free tips on XYZ. I'm going to opt out. It has nothing to do with you. It's just they're not interested.
Totally.
Or, oh, my God, I just got 14 emails today, and you're the 15th. Opt out.
Yep. So when someone says that so-and-so sends too many emails, what they really mean is they send too many emails that they're not interested in.
Yep.
If you were interested in what they had to say and they were helping you solve a problem that kept you up at night, it wouldn't be too many emails at all.
Right.
My mom says, you're never going to be everyone's cup of tea, but you'll always be someone's cup of tea.
Like
so
that.
Focus on the people whose cup of tea you are, and they'll be delighted to hear from you. And when someone opts out of your list, bless them, release them, and hope that they find the right teacher for them. Just to be clear, it's important to nurture relationships with the people on your list by offering them something of value other than sales, sales, and more sales. Your list is a community of people who have put their trust in you. They've trusted you with their name and email address, if nothing else. And since a lot of people change their physical address more often than their email address nowadays, that's actually a really generous show of trust. They've trusted you to provide them with valuable information, to not sell their contact information or spam them. So you want to honor that trust by sending them useful articles, helpful tips, short training videos, inspiring quotes. I call these free ongoing goodies. One of my mentors runs an auto repair center, and he realized that his clients didn't want to learn about auto repair. That's why they hired him. So he just sends them funny quotes and comics and stories that have nothing to do with auto repair but make them laugh. And he's tested this. Like, his revenue goes up when he sends out the newsletter, and when he stops, it goes down. So he's been able to test and see that just sending that out really makes a big difference. It's like what we're talking about. By staying in touch with that 67% of people, more of them will sign up when it's the right time.
I love it. I love it. So, you know, the big question always becomes, well, how often should you mail? Some people say mail them once or twice a day. Some people say mail them once or twice a month, once a week. You know, what makes sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to email at least often enough that they don't completely forget who you are, since that defeats the purpose of having a list in the first place. So once a month at an absolute minimum. And some people email their list every day, or every day Monday through Friday. If it's a fit, people love it. For example, Abraham Hicks Publications sends out a daily Law of Attraction quote, and Mike Dooley sends out his Notes from the Universe, these brief passages written as if they're from the universe, personalized with your name and occasionally your personal goals and dreams. One of my internet marketing colleagues says, well, I talk to my best friends pretty much every day, and I want people on my list to feel connected to me like that, so I email them pretty much every day too. So there you go, somewhere between once a day and once a month, depending on what's appropriate for your business and what you can commit to. Obviously, if you're going to email them more often, those emails should probably be shorter, like a short
yeah.
tip or quote or something like that. I send out my newsletter every other week, and I include an article that's usually 250 to 500 words. And I do that because that's what I can rely on myself to consistently do. I actually think it'd be cool to make it weekly, but it's too overwhelming for me.
Realistic has to come into the practice.
So that's why you want to look at what's appropriate and what can you commit to, and then somewhere between once a day and once a month. So if you sent out biweekly tips, you only need 26 tips for a whole year. If it's weekly, well, now you need 52, you know? So it just depends on what
right.
you have the bandwidth to do. So let's do a quick review. Number one is understand the power of your list. Number two is start now, now, now. Number three is make list building an ongoing practice. Number four is actually email your email list. That leads us to secret number five, and it's a good one. This is the fastest way to build your list, even if you're starting from scratch.
Yay.
And if you already have a list, it can skyrocket your growth faster than you ever imagined possible. So you ready?
Yeah.
Secret number five is build your list in community. Leveraging the power of relationships and building your list in community, in a community of like-minded people, is the quickest and most effective way to build a profitable list. This is how you go from no email list at all to adding a few people here and there to adding hundreds or thousands at a time. There are three phases of list building. Phase one is getting started. In this phase, you're setting up some basic infrastructure online, like choosing an email management system so that you can send out multiple emails at once and getting those first few subscribers, maybe starting with your mom and your cat. There's your first two. Now, if you're in this stage, I highly recommend that you check out the special report that I put together for you on how to jumpstart your email list. It includes how to choose an email management system, where to find those first subscribers, and a great email template to reconnect with people you already know and invite them to join your list. And that's at tinyurl.com/RitaPJ. So RitaPJ, no hyphens or spaces.
Right.
tinyurl.com/RitaPJ. Phase two is launching. Just like a rocket uses most of its fuel to get off the ground, adding the first 1,000 people to your list is the hardest. And then you move into phase three, which is leverage. as your list gets bigger and bigger, it's easier to find strategic alliances and affiliates with bigger lists to promote you and vice versa. And this is what you're finding, Rita Marie.
Yeah.
Once you reach this stage, it's a lot easier to add hundreds of thousands of people to your list all at once. And the quickest way to get to phase three and then build it even faster once you get there is to build your list in community. When you tap into a community of people who get list building, you're more likely to find other business owners who are willing and even delighted to promote you to their list, which in turn grows your list.
Awesome. Yeah, these are great tips. And I think most of the people here are in the phase of that really early startup. Some might have a list of over 1,000 already. A lot of them don't have a list at all. And, you know, they have friends. Like, my list when I started out was I just took everybody I knew, and these were people like colleagues I'd met at different conferences, friends I'd gone to school with, the moms in the soccer team for my kids, and I loaded everybody's names into a database, and I was shocked to find out I had 600 people.
Nice.
Yeah, but they were not in my target audience, but I had 600 people. And then from there, I just started, you know, Constant Contact or whatever else, started writing to them, and now it's grown to where it is today. And that was back in 2007. So it does grow. So, but how, like, for people who are just in this stage of, I have my cat and me on my list, and I'm going to add my mother and my cousins next, and how do people even get started? What do they do next?
Well, it depends on what your phase you're in. So if you are just starting out, I recommend reaching out to your sphere of influence, just like you mentioned, Rita Marie, and inviting them to receive your newsletter or tips or whatever valuable free goodie you offer on an ongoing basis. So here are some places to start. Look at stacks of business cards that you've collected, contacts in Gmail or whatever email provider you have, people in your cell phone, Facebook friends, LinkedIn connections, and then send them an email message to reconnect, inviting them to opt into your list. I share a very specific template for how to do this in the special report that I mentioned. So the email's already written for you. You can just adapt it to your own style and voice. But it says something to the effect of, like, hi, so-and-so, I just stumbled upon your business card and wanted to reach out and connect with you. You know, I've been going through some growing pains in my business, in part realizing that my follow-up systems leave something to be desired, and that's why I created my free goodies, you know, so I might say, that's why I created my free Prosperity Express newsletter. If you'd like me to keep you in the loop with what's going on with me, check it out. And you can either send them a link to a page where they can sign up, or if you're not tech savvy enough to set that up yet, you can say, just reply and let me know. And then you could just write their name on a piece of paper and, you know, send them emails when you send stuff out before you, you know, set up your basic infrastructure. You don't need to wait. I wouldn't let anything keep you from building your list now, even if it's just a piece of paper where you write your own name and email down, you write your mom's name and email down, and then you just add people to the paper from there. Like, at least you're getting it started.
It's started, right? But, you know, it's so easy these days with some of these services that start out and they charge you, like, either free or $10 a month as long as you have under 1,000 people on your list. It's a great place to get started in collecting emails, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And in that report, I outline four of my favorite email management systems based on where you are in business and what you want to do.
Okay.
And they're everywhere from free to $300 a month, depending on what you need. And I talk about, like, what are the pros and cons to each one so you can pick the right one for you. Because that's one of the biggest questions I get, and I don't want this training to be all about what email marketing system should you use. So just read the report. All of those are good. Pick the one that fits your business best and get started. I will say that you need permission to add someone to your email list. Otherwise, it's considered spam. So when someone gives you their business card, it doesn't mean they've opted into your list unless they specifically say, here's my card, please add me to your list. So you want to send out a reconnect message, like I mentioned, and there's that great template in the report that you can use to get it going. So if you have the basic infrastructure set up and you've done the reconnect email and you've reached out to your sphere of influence, then you're moving into phase two, which is the launching phase. And you can accelerate your results in this stage by asking for referrals, you know, asking people who are on your list to tell their friends and forward a message to their friends. If you're in some kind of business networking group, you can ask them to email their friends about your free stuff. You can do regular posting on social media like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Public speaking is great. Like if you have a chance to speak even for 10 minutes in front of a group, give them a chance to, you know, give you their name and email address to get some free report or your free ongoing goodies. You know, like I might say, if you'd like my free biweekly speaking tips, I'm passing around a clipboard, just add your name and email. Or I might actually pass out forms that they can fill out their name and email and hand them back, because that can be faster than passing the clipboard around.
Right.
And then you know, then you can get a whole bunch of people all at once if you're doing a little speaking gig, even if it's a short gig. Attending networking events is great because now you're expanding your sphere of influence and you're able to ask them for referrals and speaking gigs. And then you can start playing around with paid advertising like Facebook ads. You could start like say, okay, I'm going to put $5 a day in Facebook ads and see how it goes. Mm. And if it's going really well, then you could, you know, start investing more. So Justin Livingston, for example, he started off with running ads for $5 or $10 a day, and then any ones that were going really well, he would up the budget, and ones that weren't going so well, he would, stop them and try new ones. And I did this too for Listapalooza. But Justin got to the point where his budget is $5,000 a day.
What?
For Facebook ads.
Oh, my
Because
goodness.
He has his funnel dialed into the point where he knows, for example, if you know that every person opting into your list is worth $40 to you, then you can pay $5 for a lead. You're still making $35, right?
Right.
So that once you have some kind of funnel set up that you know converts, you can start doing stuff like that. But in the beginning, you could just say, okay, I'm going to create a marketing budget of $50 a month. You know, and I'm going to put $50 a month into Facebook ads and see how many people I can get on my list from that. And, eventually they'll start paying off and people signing up for stuff with you. So even if you don't have, like, that finely tuned funnel like Justin, you can still accelerate your growth through a little bit of paid advertising. And if you're really ambitious, you can add hundreds or thousands of people to your list in a relatively short period of time by hosting a telesummit. This is an event where you interview a series of speakers, and all of the speakers that you're interviewing help promote the event. So the list gets created through the event. This is pretty cool.
Right.
If you guys have heard of Sage Levine, this is really how she got started. She had, like, no list at all, but she did this Women on Purpose Telesummit. I was one of the speakers. So it got promoted to my list. It got promoted to other people's list, and she added a few thousand people to her list, and all of a sudden she had a list.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, my God, Sage, do you know what this means?
Yeah.
You have a list, you know, and the people who didn't buy now, 67% of them might buy later. She's like, wait, what?
What?
She got it. She's like, oh, my God, this is amazing, you know. And then she, like, built her list like crazy from there. But that's really what got her the jump start with a telesummit. Now, it's a lot of work, you know, to do a telesummit.
It is a lot of work. It is.
But so is whatever you're doing right now.
Everything's a lot of work. I mean, it's not like it's going to just come.
Exactly. Everything is work. But what happens is, you know, you're doing as much work as you're doing now, right? But as you grow your list, it can actually set you up to do less work in the future, which is awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then once you do get into phase three, which is the leverage phase, then you want to look for strategic alliances and affiliates with bigger lists to promote you and vice versa. And once you have an online sales funnel that converts well, like Justin, like I mentioned, you can start investing more money in paid advertising because you can actually see the return on investment. You know, I have for Listapalooza, when people opt in for Listapalooza, I give them a crazy deal on buying the recordings of the interviews. I like 90% off. So it's just it's an insane deal. Everyone thinks I'm nuts. But what that allows me to do is, if I'm running ads for Listapalooza, some people buy that kit right away.
Yeah.
And so I can immediately see my return on investment for the ads.
Yeah.
And some ads actually make me more than I'm spending. So I up the budget for that. Like if you were able to put in a dollar and get $5 out, imagine that you have like a machine in your kitchen. And for every dollar you put in, it gives you $5 out. Well, like, how many dollars did you put in there? Like, as many as you can find, right?
Get your hands on, right.
So, you know, that's more advanced, but I want to inspire you for, like, to where you could go eventually.
Right. No, I like that. I like that. I know. I remember when I first saw that, she's selling that for like $20 or 20, whatever it was. It was some ridiculous $27. And I'm like, well, I'll buy it. I don't know if I'll ever watch it, but it's only $27. I might as well do it. And I'm sure others on the call have
done that. Yeah, for me, you know, I feel like it's worth $27 just to have the option.
Yeah, the option of being able to go back and listen to the one or two calls that, you know, really are meaningful. And I know we have somebody on our list who is right in the middle of starting to do her summit. She's going to do a telesummit in May. So it's really exciting.
So exciting.
It's a good timing to hear that.
Yeah, you can really leverage it. I mean, one of my List Blend Rockstars clients, she actually grew her list to 10,000 and beyond doing a summit after hearing about it on Listapalooza. And so now she's regularly doing them, and she's just kicking butt. And she's in the health field. She's Trudy Scott. She runs the Anxiety Summit.
Oh, Trudy, yeah. I know Trudy. Yeah,
yeah,
I know a lot of people have been on the Anxiety Summit. So, yes, I definitely know that.
Yeah,
oh,
so she's
cool.
Rocking with that. So just to review, secret number one, understand the power of your list. Number two, start now, now, now. Number three, make list building an ongoing practice. Number four, actually email your list. And number five, build your list in community.
That's awesome. And I want to add one thing, and then I want to see if you have any other tips to add for people before we close. And one thing, you know, if the thought of doing a telesummit is like, oh, I don't know enough, I don't know enough people, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that you can do is just look at all the different lists you're on and people that you follow that offer something that is congruent with what you do but not competitive with what you do. And just call them up. And contact them. This is what I did when I was first starting. I just said, hey, I see you offer blah, blah, blah. I would love to do a free teleseminar for your people on this topic. Is that something you'd be interested in? And I had people who had very big lists do that. And then at the end of my talk, I just offered them something free to go to my list. But not just like, oh, go visit me on my website. No, you have to offer them something free. And I'd say, go to my website and download, I think it was some really dorky little book on greens. I said, go to drreadery.com/green. Maybe some of you came that way. And it got this little, really nice little ebook. Very simple, very simplistic. And people loved it. And I remember doing that. And I would literally grow my list by, one time, it was 1,000 people.
Oh,
and when
wow.
you have a list of 1,000 people and you grow your list by 1,000 people, that's doubling your list by one speaking thing. And it can happen. And you know each other. Some of you have lists, some of you don't. But you know you're on all kinds of summits. These are ways that you can reach out. And you may talk about something very specific that you do that fits what they do and would be complimentary, and they would love to offer that as just a service. You're not selling anything. You're just offering something free. And that's how I think is another way to get started with building your list.
Awesome.
So words of wisdom, parting words, like, you know, I know a lot of people are going, okay, what's my action items? What am I going to do now?
Well, depending on which phase, take some of the action items that I said. If you're just starting out, build the infrastructure, do the reconnect letter, and then start doing more social media, you know, interviewing, speaking gigs, networking events, things like that. And what I'd like to leave you with is this. Building a profitable email list is the most important thing you can do in your business for your long-term financial security and even financial freedom. So definitely check out the special report I put together for you on how to jumpstart your email list at tinyurl.com/RitaPJ, RitaPJ, no hyphens or spaces.
Yep.
My intention is that you'll take the secrets I shared with you today to heart and make list building a priority in your business so that your future self looks back on you today with tears of gratitude in his or her eyes.
Right.
So thank you, Rita Marie.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. You know, a couple of questions came up, and I'd love to open it up for questions if you have
that
time.
That would be great.
Okay.
Yep.
There are a couple that came in on the chat that I want to share. Like, I think it was Beverly asked, if you don't share email address, how are you referring people's info to grow someone else's list for them? And I think this is an important thing. Or aren't you sharing email addresses when you promote other people's programs? So explain to people how that works.
Okay. So this is how it works. If I was going to promote Rita Marie, I would not send Rita Marie an Excel spreadsheet of all the people on my list. That would be sharing their email address. Aww. Unfortunately, that's, you know,
it's illegal.
Not allowed. Yes. So what I would do is I would email my list saying, Rita Marie is cool. Check her out. and then people could go to Rita Marie's site and join her list from there. So I wouldn't be sharing their information. They would go there and share their information if they wanted to.
Right.
But nobody would get added to Rita Marie's list without them signing in. And actually, the same thing. Rita Marie let you know about this call, but she didn't give me your email address.
No.
So the only way you could get that, the only way I would have that, is if you do go request my special report, well, then you would join my list. And, you know, you can always unsubscribe just by clicking the link at the bottom of the email if you don't like
it.
You know, you could be listening to this call. If you don't request the report, you won't be added to my list. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. So that's a great distinction, and it's a great question because people get confused about that. So if I send out an email and I say to you guys, hey, I have this new quiz, the adrenal burnout quiz, and do you want to share it with your people? If you are not going to send me the name of the people you want me to send it to, you're going to send your people to my adrenal burnout quiz. They're going to say, oh, yeah, I want it. They'll give me their name, and then I can write to them following up and send them the quiz and then send them any other bits of information I want to send them. And you guys can do that anytime, and it's a great way to grow your list.
Absolutely.
So I told Steph, I don't know if Steph's on today, but Steph had this big thing going on, you know, back in the fall or by Christmas where she was doing this webcast, and she also had this really new little probiotic book, you guys. And when I said, wow, Steph, this is really cool, you got to share it with people, I sent out a notice on my Facebook. I said, hey, you guys, you really should go check out Steph's new book. And a lot of people did, so now you get Steph's newsletter, and you're probably happy that you do because she's got some good information. You can all do that with each other, right? Create a special report, go to the Facebook page and say, hey, I just created a special report. It's on this. Please go opt in. And then when you do, you'll go and see it. Same way some of you opted in for Tracy had a couple of weeks ago. She had a really cool webinar, and a lot of people went to it. Now you're on Tracy's list, so Tracy can send you little bits of information. And if you sent your clients there, they'd get Tracy's information about her, you know, whatever she's offering. So that's how it works.
It sounds like you guys have access to this community that Rita Marie's created for you, yeah?
Yes.
So what's neat about that is you can be getting on each other's lists and promoting each other, which I recommend. I'm on Rita Marie's list. I think she's probably on mine.
Yep.
You know, and then we promote each other, even though we're not in the same niche. She's in the health niche. I'm in the, you know, well, I guess you're in the business niche too, huh?
Well, with this, with practitioners, yeah, we have this, but it's mostly health. I mean, well, mostly what I do is health, but I share people. I have a sublist of people who have said or indicated that they're interested in stuff related to being a health practitioner. Mm. So when I have something like when your list of Palooza comes out, I will share that, not with my main list, because they'll go, what was she talking about? I'm not a business person. Like, what is she talking about? I just want to know about adrenals. But when I share it with the practitioners and I say, hey, this is a really good resource for helping you to grow your list, and it's free, go do this summit. They'll go do your summit. You know, I've done that with Bill Barron. I've done that with a couple of other people. So, yeah, so it's a great way to pass things on. And it's not like I'm going to say, oh, PJ's going to steal all my customers. Like, what? You know, it's not about competition. It's about collaboration. And, right, where Steph may be the expert in our community about probiotics, and somebody else might be the expert on who knows what else, skin stuff or hair stuff or whatever, we share with each other and we collaboratively grow our lists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, once you get into the spirit of collaboration, not competition, like, you really don't have competition. Like, my biggest competition is probably Laura Langmeyer, and I promote her and she promotes me. So your biggest competition could actually become your best strategic alliances, because it's funny, even though we do similar things, some people resonate more with her, like, oh, you know, intense energy, and some people resonate more with my, you know, sweet, cuddly energy. And some people sign up for both things. It's just amazing.
Exactly, exactly. And it's surprising when that happens, yeah. So if anybody has questions and you're live on the call, go ahead and do a star two. A couple of people asked, is this going to be recorded? You don't need to ask if things are going to be recorded. I record everything. So everything's recorded, and you'll get access to it. And even if you come to one of these kind of calls, you can immediately access it right after just by clicking the Instant Teleseminar link, and then it'll be in the background too. So we have Modesto, California. And hello.
Hi, it's Jane.
Jane? I thought so. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. So my question is, so I had a business prior, a couple years ago, that I sold, and a lot of people I have on my mailing list. So obviously I'm not emailing them through the old business, but what's your recommendation on reconnecting with those folks and reactivating a lot of those?
What I would say is just do a variation on the reconnect email, which is just saying, sorry, I've been out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just change the wording a little bit, but basically, you know, send them a message to reconnect.
Yeah, I'm up to new things,
and that's
this is what I'm doing.
And that's, I mean, I have the entire list, so it's okay to just go back in, even though someone else
Have they already opted into your list?
Yeah, they have before.
If they've
yeah.
already opted into your list, then yeah, you can mail them.
Well, they opted into my list under the old business, not
oh,
under
the old business.
Yeah.
Is it
yeah.
the same email management system?
Actually, it will be. Yeah.
Okay, then you can say, hey, our business, you know, my business name has changed. Yes, if they've opted into your email management system, then you should be able to do that. Just let them know what's going on. Say, my business name has
okay.
changed. This is the direction it's going. You're going to start hearing more from me about this. If you don't want to, you can unsubscribe with the link at the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's helpful. Thank you.
Yep. And the
yeah,
other
you're
thing,
welcome.
You just make sure
and, you know,
that
I've
you
had,
didn't have an arrangement with the person that bought the business. Did they buy the customer list, and do you have a non-compete for some number length of time? So that's the only thing.
Yeah,
that
I have
comes.
A non. Yeah, I totally covered that. I'm totally
okay.
out of
perfect.
That range. I'm out of 2-year range and a non-compete.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if it's the same, if it's not the same email service, or if you're in a service that, like, if you went to AWeber, which requires that everybody be double opted in, then they allow you to import a list, write to them once,
uh-huh.
and then say, hey, click here and you'll get on my new list. So that's another way to do it. Like, instead of making the onus be on them to unsubscribe, if it's in a different service and you need to do that, you could say click here. When I moved from, say, Constant Contact into One Shopping Cart, I couldn't just move my list in. So I just kept writing. I kept Constant Contact for about a year, and like periodically once a month I'd write and say, hey, I got this brand new XYZ. You want to get it? You want to get it? You want to get it? And by the end of the year, I had pretty much everybody moved over to the new list.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Great question. I'm going to look at the chat, but if you have a question, go ahead and just raise your hand with a *2, and that'll raise your hand and ask your questions. Beverly. Hi, Beverly.
Hi there. Thanks for such a great conference call. I'm cheating on something else I'm supposed to be working on that has to be in this afternoon, but I was so intrigued by what you guys were talking about. I had it on, and I'm like, all right, I got to listen to this now. That's why I typed in the silly question about listening later. I should have known better, right? Duh.
Duh. You've only been
yeah.
on here for years and years and years, Beverly.
I know, right? So I just thought maybe this was a different thing. Anyway, what would you suggest for somebody like myself? I'm more along the lines of the person whose mom and cat are on your email list. Oh, God, I have a few more friends than that. It's not that bad. But I've been very, very, very busy in life with other things, and my business has been, at this point, a baby in my brain, if you will. And eventually I'm going to be ready to put something together to launch. And I like your idea of the tips, the weekly things, but at this point, I want to make sure I understand a little bit more. You guys are throwing around terms and services and so forth that are all Greek to me. So was there anything you suggest that can
well,
help?
Well, I would definitely download that report, because it'll break down some of those terms for you and help you make decisions about, like, what system you want to use and stuff like that.
I did
so,
that, yeah. Okay, got it.
If you take a look at this as, okay, I am just going to make list building an ongoing practice, like a yoga practice or meditation practice, then you're just going to focus on, you know, making small improvements consistently, and you can cover a lot of ground that way. So for your mom and your cat and the people that are on your list now, do you send them anything?
Yeah, I don't get a lot of time to interact with them, but my mom will send me something, and I'll respond, and I have friends that But I have to tell you, I've got almost 100,000 emails, and most of them, I don't even know how I've gotten on all these lists. That's why it was one of the questions I asked. It's like, you know, I haven't opted in to a lot of things, but I certainly get a lot of products from a lot of different people. And I'm like,
spammers.
At what point, you know, spammers, mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah, there's
but
a lot of spammers. There's a lot of spammers. I've noticed it more and more in the health arena now. There's people sending all these newsletters. I've never opted into these guys. You know, this blood sugar balance here, belly fat there. They're spammers.
Yeah, and they sound like they're in our arena.
Right, they
and
do.
I'm like, okay,
they're
well,
spammers.
Then I don't remember these people. You know, and because I'm not like you, a computer expert, I'm like, all right, screwed up something and got my email on, you know, whatever. So, okay, all right, well. Then they're illegally obtaining our email list.
They're illegally obtaining an email
list.
Yeah,
just because it's illegal doesn't mean people don't
do
it.
Doesn't mean people don't do it.
You don't do it.
And the thing is, you can't really, if you can't unsubscribe, if you go to the bottom of an email list and you don't see, like, Instant Dose Seminar, I mean, or whatever, One Shopping Cart, or some kind, something that you know of and it says unsubscribe here and it looks legit, you can unsubscribe. And if you click links in those, you're likely to get viruses. So I just... click them as junk in my Outlook or my Thunderbird, whatever I'm using. I click and I mark them as junk, and then they just go in my junk folder. And I literally have multiple hundreds of emails in my junk folder every day.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, great. So for me, it's just going to be about learning, you know, continuous learning about how all of this works. And I'm sure, Rita Marie, eventually I'll be on, you know, you'll be able to send something out for me, right? Because isn't that what this is about?
Well, you did, that's what this whole thing is about, but you have to build up. Like, look, I've sent stuff out for Steph. I wrote to my list and said, wow, Steph's doing this amazing thing. Go do it. And as soon as you're at that point where you have some amazing thing and you've gotten established, then and it's going to be something of value to me and my list, of course I will do that. But you've got to get there. I'm not going to just say, hey, you know, Go Beverly has a cat and her mother on a list, and she's going to send you a recipe every now and then, you know, every 2 years when she gets around to it. I'm not going to do that, right?
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, of course, that's what we build community for. But we have, like PJ will say, there's people in the community that will come up to her and say, oh, will you email for me? And she'll go, well, no.
I don't say that.
Yeah.
Well, no. But there are people like that just are not at the point where they have anything
right.
of value. To,
it doesn't,
to,
doesn't
yeah.
make sense.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I mean,
so
I
think would be a really awesome project for you
mm-hmm.
is okay. to think about what tips could you send out either once or twice a month. What I did with the speaking tips was I just made a list, and I just did this because I got sick of seeing bad speakers. I made a list of, like, you know, my top tips, and then it took me about 4 hours to make that list and write them. Just little plain text emails, nothing fancy, no graphics, no anything else. And then it took me about 4 hours to format them in my email system so that they would go out automatically and, you know,
yeah.
look nice and everything. So that was 8 hours total about 3 years ago,
yeah.
you know. And I keep getting responses from people thanking me for the tips. So that would be a really cool project to at least decide what tips you could send and write the first one or two.
Yeah.
And what that'll do is that'll give you confidence about building your list because you know they'll get something from you.
Right.
And if you're super busy and you don't have time to do it, you can actually hire someone to do it. I had a client who wanted to do a year of biweekly weight loss tips.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to elance.com. And I posted a job, and I said, I want, you know, a year of these, like, just plain, short email tips. Here's some topics. Here's some ideas. And I think it was about $110 to have a year worth of tips.
Wow.
Written. Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, these aren't long, difficult emails.
Right.
You know, it's like, drink water.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
or
yeah.
turn your cell phone off while you sleep. I mean, it's just a tip.
Right, exactly.
Right, it's just little. I mean, you probably have a whole bunch of little tips
right.
that you tell people already.
Oh, no, and I was kind of kidding when I said my mom and my cat, because
yeah, yeah.
I actually do have quite a list of people who, and I've had people saying they want me to coach them. I just the other day had somebody call me, and we talked for a while, and she was telling me about some challenges, and I said, you know what, I could coach, and she was all over that. So she wants to do weekly connections with me and help her with her health problems. She's She doesn't want to take the prescription. She wants to lose weight. And I'm like, yeah, I have people I know. When you said, like, there's people out there praying for your help. I know there are a lot of people out there that are looking for my help. Rita Marie knows me. I am a physician assistant. So I've received a degree in medicine. At this point, I've turned my back. I don't want to be pushing drugs on people. I am learning about nutrition as medicine. I've done it for years and years. When I met Rita Marie, that's how I was drawn to her, because I'm like, oh, somebody else is doing this too. So it's very exciting. And now I realize that I want to reach out to people in a different way than sitting in an office and having somebody come in and see one person every, you know, however many an hour, and, you know, have my assistant take her blood pressure and just go. I mean, you cannot reach that many people. There's way more people out there that need me than I can possibly touch like that.
So here's where you start, Beverly. Here's where you start. You've got a list of people. You type all those names into something. You look at the report that PJ just gave you, and find one of the services that's going to cost you $10 a month. You can spare $10 a month, and you get all those people typed into that service. And you're brilliant in the kitchen. You have all kinds of great ideas. People love recipes. Just start sending them a recipe every couple of weeks. And at the end of every email, you say, you like this? Pass it on to your friend.
Oh, that's
and then
a great
you have
idea.
A place where they can sign up to get the recipes. So
awesome.
You will build your list very quickly by having that. And you make sure you have in your signature line, you know, physician's assistant, training in my scalpel for my chef's knife, whatever. And people will, it will build. So you just have to take action. That's all. You just have to take action. Yeah,
right. And Facebook too. Like Facebook,
Facebook.
I don't do Twitter and all those. What's that? What did you say, Rita Marie?
Facebook is awesome, and you send them, but you have to sign up and pay the $10 and get the email service so that when you go on Facebook, you say, "Oh, I have this new recipe. Click here," and you send them to either your blog or you send them to a list that you send them, so you follow up with them, and that's how it
goes. Yeah. So then that would be another, you know, next step once you've done some of these recipes and tips is you can take those same tips or recipes or whatever, turn them into a blog post, and you can put that link all over the place on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and then that brings even more people back to your list too.
Yep.
So you can take that one piece of content and use it a whole bunch of different ways to have more people join.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
You have
to have a service. If you do a blog post somewhere on somebody else's blog, can you share your information there?
If they let you,
yeah.
Okay. All right. But the service that you pay for per month gets you out to these other formats? Is that what I understand?
Well, what the email management service talks about, I think Rita Marie is talking about the same thing as me.
Yeah.
It allows you to send out multiple emails at once, and it allows you to personalize your emails. So what I can do is I can, in the email template, I can say, hi, first name. But then when Rita Marie gets it, it'll say, hi, Rita Marie. And when Anastasia gets it, it'll say, hi, Anastasia. And I can click send once, and it can go out to 15,000 people all personalized.
Okay. I wrote that note down.
That's what the email management system does. And that's, you know, when people are on your list, that's what happens.
Right. Okay. And that's what you were talking about, the $10 a month, Rita Marie. So when I give them my email list, I can get these tips and a program together and tell them, you know, here I'm doing a little mini, you know, little conference. I'm going to be doing all these different whatevers. And here's how I can
address it. That's how we get out the emails, that you get your reminders, you got the information about this call, and that's how you send out great information to people.
Okay.
And there's a lot of information for all of you, especially those of you who are new in the community. If you go out to that section that says on the side, Business Practice Building Success System, you go there, there's a bunch of calls that I've recorded that just share things on list building, things on blogging, things on getting guest blogs. We'll add PJs to it. We have Bill Barron's in there. We have the last two calls with Andrea and Kim, where they talked about speaking engagements and various things. And we're just building this success library for you. And at one point, you might not be ready for certain ones, so you're going to wait until you're ready. But this is foundational. What PJ's talking about today is foundational. There's no way you're going to grow and do anything more than handing out business cards at the grocery store and putting up flyers and praying.
to build your list until you start to actually do some of the things that PJ talked about today.
Right,
so, yeah, you've got a whole resource library. I would highly recommend that you get on PJ's list to get her little report. Watch out. What is it, May, that you're doing the Listapalooza?
Yeah, it starts the end of May, and then it really goes through June, July, August. So opening ceremonies is May, and the actual challenge is June, July, August.
It's June, July, August. Yeah, so watch my list. I'll be sending it out, but if you get on PJ's list, you'll get to she'll tell you when it's happening. But I will be sending it out then because I think that it's a vital skill that you all need to get going with this, and wherever you are. So like with Jane, she already has, you know, maybe 1,000 or two people on her list from her previous business. Great. She starts there. You have, you know, your cat and your mom. Great. You start there, and you find, like I did, oh, these are the moms I met at the soccer team. They may not be interested in what I have to do, but if I send them out some tips and they click, it means they are interested, and they get signed up. And once I did that and I started to do classes locally, I would be sending out emails, and people were all over the country because I'd met them at various places. We'd be saying, ooh, wow, I wish I could come. Ooh, wow, will you ever record those? And I was like, I don't know how to do that. I don't think I'm going to do that. And then I got to the point, well, can you just sell me the recipe books? And somebody actually wrote and said, I'll pay you $100 if you send me the recipe books for all the classes you just did, the five classes you just did. I'm like, well, okay, sure. So you get people interested, and then you start, like now, you can easily send out content to people around the world, and we know how easy it is with Google Hangouts and all that to actually do your kitchen shows in your kitchen if that's what you like to do. And you can show people, hey, look at this. You know, guys have seen Steph on, Ghislaine's been on, Lynn's been on. My
Hickama Brownies. Remember my Hickama Brownie video?
Yeah.
That was fun.
So it's fun, but you did it in your own kitchen. Next time, you know, you're going to do it live in front of my audience when you're ready to do that. So we all have this ability to reach a gazillion people. We just have to feel confident and have the skills. And PJ could teach you those skills as far as the list. So I would highly recommend you download her free gift and highly recommend you get on her 3-month challenge and don't just listen to the recordings, actually do it. Because tell people some of the results that folks have gotten by actually doing what you recommended during the challenge.
Well, we have actually had a few people add 10,000 subscribers to their list over the 90 days, which is
10,000.
That's the challenge, is like, can you add 10,000 subscribers, which is a big challenge. You know,
yeah.
It's really one of those, like, if you shoot for the moon, you're happy if you land among the stars kind of things.
Right.
So, but we've had tons of people double or triple or quadruple or quintuple their smaller lists.
Yeah.
So if you have just, you know, a few dozen or a few hundred people on your list, then you're probably not going to add 10,000 over the 100 days, over the 90 days. But the skills that you learn and the connections you make could help you add 10,000, you know, after the 90 days.
Right.
So it's still worthwhile, and you can still get a lot of action on your list during the time. So
absolutely.
That's kind of the range.
So, you know what I love, PJ, is that what she's doing is she's modeling what she's teaching. So she doesn't make money by selling her list building recordings for $27. She barely probably covers the cost of setting up the web pages and, you know, hiring people to coordinate all the interviews and all that. But what she's doing is she's building her list by doing this list building thing. Isn't that cool? Isn't that brilliant? Right? And so, and she's teaching you at the same time some of these things. So you can get an education that's humongous and very valuable for free just by joining her 3-month list building challenge. So I just think it's so cool the way you do that.
Yay.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. So PJ, what's a realistic, so say, let's just throw out a number. Let's say you had a list of, say, I don't know, I'm gonna guess and say a very low number. I'm sure there's a little bit more than this. Say there was 50 people, I have emails of 50 people, email list of 50 people. I'm sure there's more. And I sign up for one of those things that will send to each one of those. Where do you really need to start to get anywhere near 10,000? Like, what would be if you had to guess?
Well, first of all, you don't actually need 10,000 people on your list. Like I said, I've known people who have made six figures and up with no list or just a few hundred people. So
that's okay. So a few hundred was the answer, really.
But like a few hundred, you know, when your list is small like that, you're probably doing a lot of networking and a lot of like one-on-one strategy sessions and a lot of referrals and things like that. So if you don't have a big list, I wouldn't like, you know, create a $27 product and send emails out to your list and think you're going to make a ton of money. Like now, if I have a $27 product, I can send out emails to my list and make $5,000 in a few days,
right?
Which is pretty cool. But that's because I have a big list.
That's
so
you have a big list. Yeah.
That wouldn't work if you just had a few people. But if you do, but if you have a few people and you have, you offer strategy sessions and then you sell a package for $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000, that can be very, very lucrative with even just a small list.
Right. And even if you sell a package for a $500 starter up, right? Those are easy, this easy piece of cake to sell, and it'll just stroke your ego, and you'll go, wow, 8 out of 10 people just bought my $500 package. Maybe I need to raise the price. You can start that way, and just sending out an email to a list of 50 people that really gives them some inspiring information and says, hey, sign up for a free strategy session. I know you're probably struggling with low energy, bloating, whatever. I'd love to chat with you about it. And if you use the structure we've given you in the program, if you go back to listen to Bill Barron's thing and listen to my thing on enrollment, you'll be able to get at least 2 of those people, if not 8 of those people, to say yes to a $500 package of, like, you know, 5 coaching sessions or something. And, yeah, and you've started. And as soon as that first money passes hands, you've gone from being like a wannabe hobbyist to a real-life business. And it stokes you in such a way that you go, okay, how do I go further? Okay, how do I go further?
Right. Because it's just encouragement. You know, you see that there's potential here.
Exactly.
So
I love your questions. And I see Toni has her hand up, and I want to make sure we honor Toni to get her question answered before we run out of time. So
great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yay.
All right. So Toni, and Tony's the one that's going to be doing a summit soon. So, Toni, hello.
Hello, hey, Dr. Marie Ann. Hello, PJ. Thank you so much for offering this valuable information, and for me, timely information. I'm looking forward to participating in the Listapalooza because I'm starting to build my list come May 1st. I'm doing a telesummit. Yeah, it's called Your Life in Balance. And I wanted to share with people that, yeah, it was scary and it's a lot of time to go out there and approach people. But in our community, I'm just blown away by the support and of people that have actually seriously considered working with me. Some people have really large lists and some people have small lists, but they have what I think my audience would like to hear.
Hmm.
And I think it's worth the effort. One of my questions is, I guess I need to keep my expectations low. What can one expect from a summit with a combination of big names and little names? And, you know, I'm starting with 500 or less right now on my subscriber list.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be reasonable to ask to expect 5,000 or 6,000?
Well, it depends on, it depends on how big the lists are, the people that are promoting, and how many of them there are, and how good a fit this is for their list. But let's say you have 10 speakers and each one sends you 200 opt-ins, that would be 2,000 people, right?
Okay, yeah.
How many speakers do you have?
So far I was shooting for 21. I have 7 who have committed, including the wonderful Dr. Rita Marie.
Woo!
So I decided not to get tied into a number and realized that the number will fall out the way it does. And that what I'm doing, even with only 7, and I don't think it's going to be only 7, that I am going to, I believe it'll be successful. I actually did something to live what I'm promoting, Your Life in Balance, and I hired someone for a little bit of time, a little bit of money, to actually help me send emails out to the experts, because I was spending a lot of time researching, and that saved me a lot of time, and that way when I instead of spending time doing that, I got to spend time actually nurturing a relationship and talking with them and spending the 3 to 5 minutes instead of the 3 to 4 hours to find them.
Yeah, and this is supposed to start on May 1st is when the summit
May
starts?
May 1st, yeah. Yes, ma'am. I'm very, very excited. I know, I am. This is. I have to tell you, and I always have to give Dr. Marie props for this, but not only has she given me the technical skills to be confident to do the work that I love, But all these business coaching sessions have taken me one step further, one step further, one step further, and I'm just so excited about this summit. And I'm not seeking perfection, but I am going to I'm just happy to be connecting with like-minded people and to be sharing information and be learning. It's an opportunity for me to learn as well. So I'm really excited. Yeah.
Well, I think if you have seven people committed right now and it starts in about a month, then I think that you should shoot for 500 to 1,000 subscribers as your goal, and then beyond that is your blow my mind goal.
Oh my goodness!
Okay.
She can easily get that many from my list alone.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And I'm not done yet. I've had people that have gotten back to me, about I think 5 to 10 more when I'm trying to set up. It's going to be pre-recorded interviews in five different areas, and I've had 5 or 6 more people get in touch with me and say, "Yeah, I'd love to do this with you," and just plug me in. So I just wanted for my tribe to let you know it's not that scary. It's hard work, but our tribe, our community, they're so loving, so giving, so wanting to help us because they know we want to go out there and do good for the world, and they do too, and that's common bond.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll leave it at that. That was my public service announcement.
Thank you. You'll make sure that when you get it out there, and this is for everybody, when you're doing something special like this, that you don't go, oh, I can't tell my community. I can't. That would be like asking favors. No, you tell everybody. You say, hey, I'm doing this awesome summit, and this is when it's happening, and here's the link. Sign up, and please pass this on to your Facebook friends and to anybody else you think might be interested.
I will do that.
Don't be afraid to ask.
I won't. Thank you.
Right, PJ? PJ's never
Yeah, and
afraid
I think that with this, here's what I'll tell you. When you're doing the summit, most of your results are going to come from the speaker promotions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So make it really, really easy for them to promote. And what that means is write some promotional emails for them that you give to them in just a plain email with no graphics, not in a Microsoft Word doc, not in a PDF, just a plain email. With their affiliate link already in there so that they just copy and paste. They don't have to, like, spend hours reformatting stuff or searching for their affiliate link in some unknown system. And I'm surprised how many people don't do this.
Oh, my God.
They're like, oh, go find your affiliate link. Here's your login information. Good luck. And here's your swipe copy with a bunch of graphics in this, you know, PDF. That you know, and then it can take hours to send out the emails instead of minutes. And, you know, I won't even do it now. When I agree to promote someone, I'm like, if you give me a plain text email with my affiliate link already in it, I'll do it. Otherwise, I just can't. It takes too much time.
Yep.
And
good advice.
So make it really easy for them. Include that in pretty much every email reminder you send them so they can just easily find it.
Yes.
Even if you have somebody else sending emails on your behalf, I would have it come from you because they might not know your helper's name.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I miss stuff because I don't know who that person is, so I just assume it's junk and, you know.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't see things.
Okay.
So you could say, hey, this is so-and-so on behalf of so-and-so, you know, so that they know, you know, if you feel weird about them pretending to be you, they don't have to pretend to be you. But have the from subject be from you so the speakers know that's what it's about and include their email, their swipe copy and their affiliate link and all the emails. Remind them, harass them, let them know how they're doing. You can even send them a text message like, woohoo, you're up to 100 opt-ins, you know.
Oh,
one more
email to go. Encouraging. That's very encouraging.
Yeah.
You go,
oh,
you've got 100. And I'll go, ooh, maybe we can send out another email, get another 100.
So even if people agree to promote, which obviously they're doing as part of the event, if you make it hard for them or if they forget, they might not. I don't think anybody comes into it saying, oh, I'm going to say I'll promote and then I won't.
No.
But it happens because of those reasons. So make sure that it's easy for them. You remind them. You hold them accountable, which means you might want to get on their lists and be like, hey, you were going to send out a solo today. I didn't see anything go out.
Exactly.
Did you send it? Or I didn't see any opt-ins from you. You know, so you really want to be on top of it with them, which means that you want all the logistics handled before the summit starts because – while it's going on, you're going to start getting all sorts of like customer service requests, requests to speak. Like there's all this stuff that comes up that you don't expect.
Yep.
That
okay.
takes time. So just like plan to have about half as much time as you think you have so that you can handle the other stuff. And then be prepared to after the, at the end of the summit, you know, think about what are you going to bring them into? Are you going to bring them into a strategy session with you where you offer them a package? If so, you want to be, you know, talking about that throughout the event because where the money from a summit really happens is in what you offer after the summit.
I don't want to take up too much time, but I will tell you I'm offering a Your Life in Balance, a go-to guide for health and happiness that's going to be a compilation of the five secrets or strategies that the experts are going to provide to me for getting your life in balance, and that's what I'm offering.
Right, but that's your immediate offer during, right?
Oh, okay,
you need
yeah.
to have a big back end. Is who is it that says that, PJ? They go, a big back end. You know,
okay.
and it might be that after that you've got this planned in advance that it may be a week later, maybe 2 weeks later, maybe you announce it at the end of the summit that, hey, I'm going to be doing a webinar, you know, to pull all this stuff together. And at the end of that webinar, you're offering strategy sessions to get them into a program with you.
Yeah.
Well, think in terms of what's your next big, how do you really, you've grown your list, and how do you give these hungry people more?
I like that, these hungry people more. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. So thank you all. We've had a wonderful time. PJ, this has been awesome. I know that. Raise your hand. Start to, if you think that you've learned some really valuable stuff today, that if you, even if you can't put it into place right now, you're going to put into place. And all the hands are going up. Yes.
Yay.
Yes. And if you think you can't put it into place right now, think twice, download PJ's little thing, and think about what can I do right now, even if it's a matter of just sending out a tips on Facebook, you know, tip a week and grow your list. So thank you all for being here. If you came in late, you know that this is recorded. It'll be on the back end. PJ, any last words to leave people with?
The main thing is just get started now, make it an ongoing practice, even if it's just a little bit here and here, here and there, and you'll be surprised at how far you come once you're looking back.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You still there, PJ?
Yes.
Oh, good. Everybody's. Let me just send to the cast, and I just wanted to tell you for a second. And the event.